Hello and welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. It is Monday, so let's take a look back and see what happened over the weekend. So on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there were very similar offensive stat production. On Friday, there were 1,025 total at-bats, ending in 247 total hits, that bringing the average to 241. On Sunday, there were 1,003 total at-bats with 242 total hits, bringing the average to, again, at 241. So Friday and Sunday had the same average for all the hitters across those games. And then on Saturday, there were 1,031 total at-bats, so six more at-bats than Friday, but there were six more hits as well. So 253 total hits on Saturday, six more than on Friday, jumping that average up a little bit to 245. But on Friday and Saturday, there was only a difference of one strikeout. 266 total strikeouts on Friday, 265 total strikeouts on Saturday. On Sunday, there was very similar strikeouts and hits, 242 total hits and 245 total strikeouts. But on Friday and Sunday, there were the same amount of singles, 159 singles on Friday, 159 singles on Sunday. And there were 32 home runs that were hit on Friday and 32 home runs that were hit on Sunday. So very similar stats across the board, even as far as doubles and home runs and percentages go. Just a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, very much across the board, kind of very similar days across the weekend. But a great weekend happened with these matchups and these series, a lot of competitive series and matchups, and a lot of almost like previews that could be in the playoffs. You know, the Mets were hosting the Cubs, which could be a collision course, you know, in the postseason with those two teams leading their divisions right now. Arizona was at home against the Dodgers, which, again, that's going to be a competitive division, a matchup you might see in the postseason in the fall. And the New York Yankees were in the Athletics in Sacramento to take on the Athletics, which, again, potentially might be another potential playoff series that we could see down the road. Philadelphia and Cleveland played, and that might even be a potential World Series matchup. So we might have got some preview, potentially, of some matchups that we might see down the road. But a great weekend of baseball. Of the 15 series that took place, eight of those series went to the visiting team. So eight series victories for the away teams and six series victories for the home team. There was one split. The four-game series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks was split two games apiece. There were three sweeps. So the St. Louis Cardinals were in Washington to take on the Nationals, and the Cardinals swept the Nationals 3-0. The Minnesota Twins were at home against the San Francisco Giants, and the Minnesota Twins had a three-game series sweep. And the Toronto Blue Jays were out in the Pacific Northwest taking on the Seattle Mariners, and the Toronto Blue Jays had a good sweep out there, 3-0. Atlanta and Pittsburgh played. They were in Pittsburgh for that three-game series, and each game was decided by one run. So the Pirates won on Friday by one run, the Braves won on Saturday by one run, and then the Pirates won on Sunday by one run. So really interesting series took place between the Braves and the Pirates. San Diego and Colorado, that was a series in Denver, in Colorado. And it was the series that produced the most number of runs scored, a total of 55 runs scored, 21 of those on Saturday for the San Diego Padres. So they had 37 of those 55 total runs. Colorado had 18, but, you know, when the Padres score 37 runs on a weekend series, that's a lot of runs, especially when you get 21 from that from the Padres team on Saturday. So a ton of runs were scored in Denver, and that was a 2-1 series victory by the visiting San Diego Padres. but it was kind of marred a little bit by that 21-0 win by the Padres on Saturday. And then obviously after the games on Sunday, they announced that Bud Black, manager of the Colorado Rockies, was no longer the manager for the Rockies. So Rockies are struggling right now, and it's such a shame. They're kind of on the course right now, on the trajectory that the White Sox were last year. So really hope they can avoid that. The Arizona Diamondbacks, the Cleveland Guardians, and the Athletics are the only three teams who have a record above 500 but have a minus run differential. So Arizona is 21-20, and they have a run differential of minus 2. The Cleveland Guardians are 23-17 and second place in the AL Central, but have a minus 17 run differential. And the Athletics are 21-20 and in third place in the AL West, but have a minus 38 run differential. So although they are above 500, their run differential is in the negatives, and every other team that is above 500 has a positive run differential. Even some teams that are below 500 have a positive run differential. So interesting stat there with those three teams. Still doing okay in the standings, especially the Cleveland Guardians doing great in the AL Central, but they are having that minus 17 run differential. But hey, run differential doesn't really matter when you are six games above 500, but Arizona Diamondbacks and the Athletics kind of flirting with that around 500 win-loss mark, but maybe that is because of their minus run differential. So we'll see if those teams can turn it around just a little bit. We got a great week of baseball happening, and then next weekend is going to be really exciting as it is rivalry weekend. So all the kind of rivalry games are taking place. A lot of the close matchups, the Mets, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Angels, you know, a lot of those inter-geographical matchups are taking place this weekend. So it's going to be a great weekend of baseball. But before that, we got another great week of baseball. So until next time, we'll catch you later.